Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chof Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel. The last line on page Kuf Samach Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 326. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Kol Makos Shel Cholol, any wound to the inner cavity of the body, Dahainu Mehashinayim Vilifnim. That means any wound from the teeth and inward, the shinayim atzman bichlal, including the teeth, mechalin aloha es haShabbos. So any wound to the inside of the body, including the teeth, that already is grounds to mechal haShabbos. V'davka sheniskalkel echad mehaivorim hapnimim machmas makma ubua ukiyotze bazev. But it's specifically if there was damage to one of the inner organs because of the wound or because of some kind of blister or abscess. So there has to be some kind of damage going on as well. Aval mechushim einikra maka, if a person just has a pain, that's not called a maka that you mechal Shabbos for. It has to be that there's some damage to one of the limbs inside, so then you mechal Shabbos. The Rama says, Mi, however, misha choshesh bishinov, someone who has a toothache, umitzayir olav lehotzio, and he's in a lot of pain, he wants to get it removed, omer le'eno yehudi lehotzio. He could tell a guy to take out his tooth on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, beginning in Sifkat and Zayin. So he said, any makah shecholo, which means from the teeth and inward, the kol shekein imcholo mekom moshev hashinayim dahainu achani chayim. Certainly, if the illness is in the place where the teeth are resting, meaning the gums, bevadai heim bechlal makah shebeso chalal haguf. The gums, any wound to the gums, that is for sure considered part of the inside of the body that is grounds to be mechal Shabbos. If katan zayim, the shinayim atzmon, we said from the teeth and inward, including the teeth, the hainu, heichi dekoiv leituva, we're talking about a case where it really hurts a lot, the cholo kol gufo al yedeze, and his whole body feels sick because of this, av shelo nofal amishkov. Even though it doesn't make him bedridden, but Imamish feels his whole body is sick because of this pain. If he just has a little bit of pain in his teeth, that's not what we're discussing over here, like we'll see later in Sif Lamed Beis. The kol shekein machalas tzefidna. Certainly if he has the illness that is called tzefidna, shemaschelas bapeh. This is some kind of machla that starts in the mouth, and it works its way down towards the intestines. The simona, the sign that one has this disease is, kishenosein kulum so piv sevivos hashinayim. If he places something in his mouth around the area of his teeth, yotzen mibein hashinayim dum. So then he starts bleeding from his teeth. So then he has this illness of tzefidna. For sure you can be mechal Shabbos for that. The mechalin alei haShabbos, so the kol shekein, is if a regular disease of the teeth or the gums that makes you feel that your whole body is sick is grounds for mechal Shabbos, certainly this disease of tzefidna. The hefresh yesh benayu, but there is a chiluk between a regular pain in the teeth that's so painful that it's cholo kol gufo versus this disease of tzefidna, and that is as follows. The bitzefidna, when one has this disease, afilu hacholav harofe omer ein tzarach lechilul. Even if the doctor and the sick person say, you don't need to mechal Shabbos, amrinan de'ein dekiyin bazeh, we say they don't know what they're talking about, and we don't listen to them. Ki mekubu bi'ar chazal shesakonahi, because chazal told us it's a sakona. The doctor can say whatever he wants, the chola can say whatever he or she wants, we don't listen. We're mechal Shabbos no matter what, if you have this disease of tzefidna. U bishar ke'ev ha'shenayim, but if it's another pain in the teeth that's making you cholo kogufo, the choshev kemaka shel cholo, so bistam mechalim, astam ke'ev shinayim, which is at the level that's going to be considered a maka shel cholo, like we're discussing in this sif, so then in the stam case, we are mechal Shabbos, ukeshaomer harofei o achola she'ein tzarech ein mechalim. But if the doctor or the cholo says, I don't need you to mechal Shabbos, then we will listen to them and we will not be mechal Shabbos. Kidol kameh b'sifdalek, we'll see later in sifdalek. So if you have this disease, Chazal tells us it's sakana, so it doesn't matter what anyone says. If you're just very pained by your tooth and you feel sick, but you think you can manage and wait till after Shabbos, so then we'll listen to you. We will not be mechal Shabbos to such a person. If you look at note number 11, so it's a little more detailed on the toothache that we're discussing. Ubegeder makos shel cholo b'keiva shinayim. In terms of what is the geder of being considered a wound to the inner cavity of the body when it's a pain in the tooth, so the Shevet Levi Rav Ozna writes as follows. Sheyesh bezeh kama dargos. There are different levels. Misha shinav koavos machma sheyesh bamchur. Someone who has a cavity. He has pain because he has a hole in his tooth. He has a cavity. Aval ein lo dalekes. But he has no inflammation. V'lo chola ha'otzev. He has no illness in the nerve. V'gam ein lo nefichus av v'ashen. And there's no inflammation around. There's no puffing up around the tooth. U'refuoso hi rak listo mesachor. And the refu is just to fill the cavity. V'ein chshash lezium. And there's no concern for infection. Dino kemish yesh lo mechash ba'alma. That's like a regular chola. It was a mechash ba'alma. He has a little bit of a headache. Umutter lasos lo rakes apulos hamutaros. And you can only do for that person things that are mutter. That's not what we're discussing over here. Umishiesh lo nefichos bifnim. But one who has some kind of inflammation. Oshiesh lo harbe mugla bichanichayim. Or he has a lot of pus in his gums. Asher salva shane around the tooth. Vechinim chalo haotsav shebesoch hashane. Or if there's a illness in the nerve that's inside the tooth. Ubipratim ha'otzav megula. Certainly, if the nerve is revealed, the gorim lo yisurim gedolim, it's causing him tremendous pain. Nirish and nechshav hadavar kemaka shacholol. That is considered a maka shacholol. Umechalin olavas haShabbos, and that's grounds for chilul Shabbos. Umikomakom still kevan she'ein din zeh mevur bechazal b'mefurish. Since this is not explained clearly by Chazal, the exact gedorim mo'ila amiras harofim sheyochol hamten ad la'achar haShabbos. So if a doctor says it can wait, then we wait. Again, when it's that disease that Chazal tell us is a sakana, it's a sakana. But over here, even if you have all these things that are pointing to it being a makas shacholol, but since it's not really brought down in Chazal, so exacting, so the doctor says it can wait, you listen to the doctor, and we will not be mechal Shabbos for that chola. Sivkotan tes. So the Mechaber said, Dafka, if he has a kilkel in one of the Avarim Pnimiyim, so the Mishabur just points out, Koya Resha, this is not going back on the teeth, this is going back in the beginning, Amaka Shebechala Haguf, that is a wound to the inner cavity of the body, it has to be, there's a kilkel in one of the Avarim. Sivkot and Yud goes on the Ramah. The Ramah said, however, one who has a pain in his tooth, and he's mitzayer to get it out, he could tell a goy. Zakta Mishabur, Hainu Dekoiv Tuva. It's not stama toothache. He has a lot of pain in his tooth. Umitzar kol kach at shecholo kolufa ideze. So he feels so sick in his whole body because of the toothache. Av she'enu nofel l'mishkav. Even though he's not bedridden, but he mamish feels sick because of it. So that's what we're discussing over here in the Ramah. Like we'll see later in Sivya Zayin. Ayin b'alocha. That's when it's grounds to ask a guy to take it out. The af d'mitchila mevur d'choli hashinai mikri shecholo. Even though the Mechaber just told us before that if there's an illness in the tooth, it's considered a makas shalcholo, which is grounds for a Jew to mechal Shabbos. Mikomakom einu mutter ha'utzah al-yidei Yisrael. It's still not mutter for a Jew to take out the tooth. De'utzah sashen einu refu yadua. It's not a known refuah that if there's a pain in the tooth that you take it out and everything's fine. It's not a known refuah. The other rabbin, the opposite is true. Lefa'amim yesh chashash sakanta al-yidei zeh. Sometimes that could actually be a sakana to remove tooth. Note number 12 says, nowadays, that we're expert at disinfecting and cleaning, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, taking out a tooth is not considered a sakana, and therefore the Yisrael would be allowed to do it. Continues the Mishabura, V'hodim matya shulchan aruch mikodem l'chal aleim as haShabbos. So that which the Mechaber said in the beginning, that for a toothache that's very strong, that yochola kolufa, because of it, you can mechal Shabbos, hainu l'rapo samachla al yidei samim. That's talking about being mechal Shabbos through giving medication. Shelo yetzarech lo tzion, that you don't have to take it out. Here we're saying that it's not grounds to take it out, but it is grounds to give medicine and to help him have a refuah. That is grounds for chol Shabbos in that way, not for extracting the tooth, which Mishabura says itself is not so posh that it works, and it could be a sakana in the olden days. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, you say to a guy to take it out. V'afa gavdu posea piv, even though the chola is opening his mouth, umamzi eshino lotzio, and he's making his tooth available for the guy to pull it out, kai malon we hold the messiah in bumamish. Helping is considered nothing. That's not a problem. Ubetaz maruch binyan zevedait al hachmir. The Taz speaks at length about this, and his opinion is that one should be machmir. Aval harbe achronim daitim kal shulchan aruch. But many achronim agree with the shulchan aruch that if you have a lot of pain, that you feel sick because of it, you can ask a guy to pull the tooth out. Sivkot in your biz. According to everyone, you cannot ask Yisrael to pull out your tooth. Pulling out a tooth on Shabbos is an issur daraisa. You're causing bleeding, you're causing a chavola for refuah purposes. Look what we'll see later in Sif Yud. There's an afkamina also to our topic. We'll wait till we get to Sif Yud for that. I'd like to read one Be'er Halacha. That is the top line on the page. V'davka shen iskalkil. Very important halacha maisa comes out of this Be'er Halacha and a note on it. So the Mechaber said that which we said that any makah shel cholo you can mechal Shabbos, including the teeth and anywhere inward of the teeth, the Mechaber says that's davka shen iskalkil echad me'ivar ha'pnimim. It's davka if there's damage done to one of the inner organs. Says the Be'er Halacha, hinei din zehu me'arashba. This din is from the Rashba, b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, muva b'magen Mishnah, ayin sham. Umashma mistimas lashono sham, it's mashma from his lashon over there, da'afilu heicha de'koiv le'tuva, b'fnim b'chalal haguf, even if he has tremendous pain inside the inner cavity of his body, eino madayim b'chalal makas shalcholo, that's not considered a makas shalcholo t'imuchal Shabbos, kol zman shalom neskalkal echa me'ivar ma'pnimim. It's very machmir. Till you know there's damage to an inner organ, it's not grounds in Mechal Shabbos, according to this Rashba, B'Shem Ben Yonah. Ulam, Bebir Agra, Mimasha Tzian HaMokor Shal Divrei, Mimasha Omer Shal Megemara, Choshe Shudalo, Mashma, the Groz Mashma, Heicha Dekoiv Leituva Mechalin. You don't need a damage to the body, to an inner organ, to Mechal Shabbos. Just having tremendous pain inside your body is already grounds in Mechal Shabbos. So maybe we could push it in and understand Pshat like this. Tegabe shinayim, when it comes to teeth, dehema kushi, that they are hard, they ain't shayel behem shem maka kolkach. It's not nogea so much a maka on the teeth that's going to be so damaging. So there, kevon de koiv leituva, then maybe that's what the Gra means. Then when it's very painful, yotza mechlau mechush, it goes out of the category of just the pain. Vedino kamaka shalcholo, so maybe by the teeth, when it's tremendous pain, it's not no gear damage to the limb of the tooth, and therefore, that's what the Gra is saying. If you just have a lot of pain, that would be makal shalcholo, you can mechal Shabbos. Masha inkein, bisha'arei varim pnimiyim, the other organs inside the body, kozman shalonase maka ubua, so long that there's no wound that's damaging, or some kind of abscess, adayin hu bechlal mechush ba'alma. There it would still be considered mechush ba'alma, v'tzarachiyin. Now the Chofetz Chaim says, "Umikol makom efshar lomar." Still, it's possible to say, "The imkoyv leituva be'echon me'ivarim apnimim." If someone is in tremendous pain on the inside of his body, umesupak lo shema niskalkel shem beizadaver, and he's concerned that maybe there was damage. He doesn't know. He's just in tremendous pain, but he's worried that maybe there was damage to one of his organs inside. The ain sham rofe ba'ir lishol. There's no doctor to go to in the city to ask him. The mutter lechal Shabbos velisa achar rofe. That would be grounds to lechal Shabbos and to go searching after a doctor. The af b'maka she'ena shacholol. Because even if there's a wound that's not to the inner cavity of the body, isel akamam. We'll see later on. Besos sehei. Anytime there's a safek sakana, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim comes out at the end, even though it's a discussion, whether you have to have, like the Mechaber says, dafka damage to one of the organs. So that's really machlokas, the Mechaber from the Rashba, the way the Gra understands it. But the bottom line, the Chofetz Chaim says, very possibly, if a person has a very strong pain inside his body, and he's concerned that maybe there was damage to an organ, so then, he couldn't be mechal Shabbos if there's no doctor to ask in the city. So I'd like to end with note number 17. Note number 17, he writes, Umi sheyesh lo ke'evim gedolim mikloyos. Someone who has tremendous pain in his kidneys, o b'mara, or in his gallbladder, o b'vnei ha'me'ayim, or in his intestines, his stomach. So Rav Vazna writes in the Shevet HaLevi, she'kevan shani soyon more sheyesh sham eza daleka. Since, you know, history has shown, since tests have shown, that means there's some kind of inflammation. O Evan Kloyos, or some kind of kidney stones, v'kayotze baza, harei ze b'chlal savei b'kwach nefesh. Zok Rav Ozner, that's considered savei b'kwach nefesh, u'mutr l'chalal olavas ha-shabbos, and that is grounds in mechal Shabbos. Someone who has kidney stones, he has a gallbladder attack, the Rav Ozner says, That's considered something that one can be mechal Shabbos as savi pikuach nefesh. V'chein mi sheyesh lo machal apnimis, and so to anyone who has an inner disease, he writes shenel shavadaver kemaka shalcholol, any disease inside one's body that is considered makal shalcholol umutar lechal over the Shabbos, that is also grounds to mechal Shabbos. Again, we always go back to what we saw in Sebeis, any sakana. And you ask a shayla, bad news for the asker, bad news for the rav who was asked. If a person ever is a suffix, and certainly a very painful part of your body on the inside, you don't know what's going on, so one certainly would be lenient as a suffix sakana to be mechal Shabbos for that person. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow with Mr. Shem with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.